Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I removed 10.
Here we go. We are live. We're not live. We're live. I hope we're alive.
Alive! Alive!
Of someone who we didn't think was alive. He is.
Where is? Who do you have to talk about?
Look to your left. Look to your left.
Hello. I see death incarnated.
Yeah. Lost weight as well, apparently.
Yeah, you're dying.
You do look ill.
Yeah, I've got a cold.
I actually think you look kind of smart, but at the same time, he looks weak. Like, well, if there was a war...
I've got one of them bodysuits that puts all the fat...
You actually look like someone who could just shoot random people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
That's what I'm planning this afternoon.
Oi.
Is it before falling down for you? That you know.
Yeah,
movie?
I've reached that.
Douglas?
Are you angry with life?
God, hate it.
Is life angry with you?
So, what happened is you had like 3 or 4 jobs. You were doing all these different jobs. Now you've got no job.
I just sacked them all in and said, now I'm going to be...
So, you freestyling now?
Yeah, totally.
Are you? What are you? Entrepreneur? Are you going back? Or what's happening? You don't know, do you?
We don't know. At the moment, the future.
You're bringing your whole family in.
Me and my agent.
The voice is in your head is not a real agent.
It is. We're currently looking into all avenues, as it were.
God. Do you know what you want to do? It sounds like I'm talking to a 15-year-old.
To be honest, he's not trying to really like tease you, put you down. It's a simple question that you've made a complete hash of.
My life, yeah.
So what do you do? It's like, well, we have different, who are we? Well, me and my agent. Well, what's the joke that there is somebody who's weak?
I'm figuring that Trump's president now, so anything's possible for me. I reckon.
But he's sort
you
of...
do know that's not a positive thing, right?
Are you're when you're doing these interviews, are you going into another room pretending you're talking to your agent? I can sort of see that happening.
Okay, wait, I've just got to speak to my agent.
So you're unemployed? Which is okay, that's fine, you can be unemployed, but...
I can be.
You can be, I mean...
Yeah. It doesn't matter, you're white.
How's your family taking it?
they love it, they think it's great.
Are they giving
Why
you grief?
Eating bread, you know, just stale bread and water. They really... You know, when I sold the house and the cars and everything, they thought that was a bit crap. But, you know, tense.
But you were, on this podcast, you were an inspiration to most. And you've just sort of given it all up.
Yeah, I
was
know.
It too much?
It was too much to carry, the weight of carrying everyone's hopes and dreams. Like
the fame.
That. Yeah, and I'm not a big lad. I can't carry that much.
You're not. I think you've lost weight.
I have lost weight. You should have mentioned that.
It's Kunal's birthday. He's not here. Weirdly, James and Kunal have never met. I don't know if they're the same person.
It's pretty amazing, isn't
it?
I realised that last month when we were talking, when you were here. I was like, but you do know that James and Kunal haven't met. You're like, what do you mean? I was like, they haven't met.
No, we've never been on the
same
pod.
Because when you were gone, this fucker wasn't here.
No.
So,
he left me with an Indian man. Yeah. It was like, it was all England, it was Britain Empire all
classic,
over again. You just came in,
British.
Moved in everything, and just fucking left.
Yeah.
And now you're doing the same with Brexit.
Yeah.
Aren't you ashamed?
What's your opinion on the world at the moment? Because you're very insightful, that's why.
I am, that's why people... I think it's all a bit mad. I thought it was going to be quite fun with Trump in charge, but it really isn't, is it?
To be honest, it is still fun. I can't
believe how much he's still tweeting. I genuinely thought he'd stop tweeting when he became president.
I think it's starting to unravel. I think
I loved it. Yeah. Before yesterday, I saw an interview with this Leanne Conway, right, who's this woman who speaks out and defensive all the time at CNN and stuff. So it was a 25-minute clip I looked at last night. I don't remember the guy's name who works at CNN, who went on and was like, but you saying that we are fake news, blah, 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 what, and a bunch of lies. He was like, oh, but we have to go both ways. And he was like, yeah, but this is what he said. He said this in his last statement last night, that some news, which I call fake news, are doing, and it wasn't true. So how do you defend that? It's like, well, both sides have lied. And she was going on. He was like, are you insane? I mean, insane? Mm. I'm asking this question. She was like, yeah, but some other things have been wrong. Why aren't you covering the other good stuff he's done? He's like, but it's been 2 weeks, and the thing you did, every airport in the world got affected, and it was chaos in the country. Of course that's a story we're going to cover. I mean, what's wrong with you? I mean, what the hell's going on? And it was just, I mean, and she said all that. It's like, no, he didn't mean that way. They didn't mean that way. An hour later, or the day after, yesterday, he goes out again. And fucking says exactly the same thing. Yeah. And he says again, which I call fake news, and he says it again. And it's just amazing. It's like, what was going on? I mean, now you have every media station there. What you're doing is live. I do agree that some of the stuff is not getting coverage. So what? Everything a president does doesn't get coverage. It's the thing that you think is the most strange, unbelievable, changing society, and that's what they're doing, and he's still got going fake news.
I think a good thing to watch is John Oliver's bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was great. I think because he's getting his news from these sources. He's telling people, and people are believing them.
Yeah.
So it's this, you know, like yesterday he was asked about being like xenophobic and, you know, racist, homophobic. And he was like, well, we won the election, 302, you know.
Yeah.
They said, oh, we'd only win, get 210. And you know, so he just deflects.
Yeah, yeah. And all he says is that, but they...
He'd be a good football manager, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. He'd be the Wenger of...
I think he'll be a Wenger and Mourinho combined.
And hopefully, like Wenger, he'll be gone... not hopefully, because Wenger... Wenger changed Arsenal Football Club.
Yeah. And impacted Premier League.
Three titles, like five or six FA Cups. Amazing record. But it's gone now.
Yeah. But wait. After the Invincible team, he had an amazing record. It's been 12 years. I don't think the record is amazing anymore.
Six times in a row now they've been out in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Was it seven?
Six. Yeah.
This is the sixth time they went out in the second. Knock around, haven't made a quarterfinal. So, unbelievable part is that in England, Chelsea United have won the Champions League almost since they reached the quarterfinal. Tottenham, Liverpool has gone longer in the tournament, and they don't even compete in the tournament that they have. Tottenham went to the quarterfinal against Real Madrid, and Arsenal haven't even done that since then. So, I just think it's enough. Enough is enough for the fans. And I am actually now the full blame. Is slowly turning to the Arsenal supporters for me now. You can't have this discussion 4 years. They're not proactive. They're just moaning, complaining, shell-shocked fans.
Mm.
I'm sorry, they are.
You can sort of understand why they don't want to... Wenger's a legend at the club.
That is one point, but it has gone too long, too far.
I don't even want to hear those words with you looking into my eyes. Too long, too far.
If I look in your eyes, how the fuck is that?
Mirror.
All right.
I think a very interesting thing is that everyone says it's a financial thing that they're very happy with fourth.
Yeah.
But there was a comparison today, like Ertzel cost more than Hazard.
Yeah.
Xhaka costs more than Kante. And Mustafi costs more than Luis. You know, so they've spent the money.
That's what I'm saying. Well, they're saying each year that he doesn't spend the money. Look at every year. First, Alexis Sanchez, 30 million. Next year, Ozil, 35 million. Next year, we've had players coming in. The Perez buys. Yep. That was 17 million.
Mustafi
was now a lot. And Xhaka was now. So just this transfer window, they almost spent 100 million. So we have to just... They're not... It's not that they're not spending. It's just simple. They're not ambitious enough in certain... And we're not talking ambitious money-wise. They're not ambitious club-wise. I mean, fighting for the games. And Wenger is settled with that. If he thinks... To go out the same manner every year, every season, I'm sorry, it is now only the supporters' fault.
But what's
it's gone so far because Wenger is not going to quit.
What's different if they get fourth, they're out in the Champions League, they go on an FA Cup run? It's just the same, isn't it? It's like groundhog.
Identical.
Time.
No, yeah. the season's
just making up numbers. I mean, they're there to just sort of be one of the teams involved. They're never challenging it.
No, but I think that the biggest problem is this. It's the same, right? But they're regressing. They're not progressing in the terms of the squad. They're not progressing in terms of silverware or positions in the league or Europe. And they're still spending money. So all the arguments are shit. So the basic arguments are coming back and forth. First of all, I think the squad has not been able to make a squad for 10 years, which is unbelievable. They missed key positions for years. That's the one thing that as a fan you would say, it's enough.
I think,
he doesn't know what the fuck
he's
doing.
I think as a fan as well, keep it. Is that your foot? Or you got your union.
Key positions.
No, I think they've actually kept on players where they think potentially they could become... You need world-class players.
Yeah.
And it is, you know... It's going to always be difficult to compete with the City money, the Chelsea money, United money. Four teams like Liverpool, like Arsenal.
They compete with Liverpool for no easily. They spend more than Liverpool do. It's all same amount.
Yeah, no, but the Chelsea's, the City's, and the United.
Yeah,
I think
that's three teams.
Yeah, I think they're the gold, and then underneath you've still got big money spenders. But what I see is they've kept Walcott, Oxlade-Chamberlain. It's like Roy Keane said, you're in trouble if you see Kieran Gibbs as your captain towards the end of a match.
Absolutely.
Neva wrote a really good article and he said Gibbs still plays like a player. Well, you were saying with potential. This sort of young. He's 27 now.
Yeah.
But that's the whole squad.
And he's still there.
And you have to see one thing. In the twilight of their career, a lot of players in Arsenal have left and people say it's for money and stuff like that. But to be honest, I think a lot of players also feel they're not progressing under Wenger. He's good with the young players, but after that, who has progressed correctly or good after like 23 in that club? Fabregas left early when he was a peak then. That was his peak when he left, kind of. He was the best in Arsenal in Barcelona the first 2 years. And then all the other...
Van Persie.
Van Persie left when he was 29 because he felt, you know...
Yeah, but he was at his... Remember,
he was
at
peak,
They had the shit season, and then he got all those goals.
Yeah.
Nasri as well.
Yeah,
you know.
He left earlier as well, but and then Clichy and Lasagna and these players. That's fine, but but if you look at the younger players when they were young, all of them has been like touted. You're going to be stars. Walcott, Chamberlain, and they're 27, as he said. So that ship has passed. And the other players, who has come through of the young buys to make that look so good? Gibbs was supposed to be amazing. He's been the same player for 10 years. Walcott been the same player for 10 years. Oxlade-Chamberlain has not progressed. So why is nobody progressing in that team? Why is nobody progressing? Because it's status quo. Everything is... they need a change from top down, yes. But imminently they need a manager to change.
Yeah, I think the big thing with Wenger as well, what Arsenal I think can... Arsenal fans really hope doesn't happen is that he doesn't become this kind of Matt Busby kind of... almost Ferguson character and goes to the board, you know, and he's still part of it. They need to say thank you, you've been a legend, let's give you a celebration in the town,
but
everything, and then move him on and bring on something else.
But I think that the smartest thing they could have done, I disagree with that. I think the smartest thing they could have done was a year ago towards this season or towards end season, offer him a club job. Club does it's not manager, because now it's going to happen what's going to happen. His stubbornness.
Yeah, but we can't say a year ago that should have
happened. No, even now it should happen. I mean,
I think it's too late now.
I think, it's getting too late. That's what this result, for instance, if they would have decided in December that Wenger is going to be manager for the season and then we're going to have a new and he's going to be in boardroom, everybody would have been on board on that. And I don't think results would have been worse than now because he's going. I think they would have fought for his last 6 months and, you know, let's at least give him a good giveaway. I don't know if that's a good plan, but this is not working. Anything, this is not working.
So do you reckon he's definitely going in the summer then?
If he's not going, I'm shocked.
Yeah. I'd be shocked.
Shocked. The only thing they can save his job, he turned this against Bayern Munich, reach at least the final, and they do an amazing run in the league and finish second, just behind Chelsea. And they maybe, you know, win their whatever. I mean, they're not even...
The only way I think he can keep his job is they win 5-0.
Yeah.
Against
Bayern.
Generally, he's got to go now. It's enough, I think.
Oh, if you saw the game, yes, we can talk about the game yesterday. It was...
But you see, I sent a Facebook message. You know, I predict the scores. I'm on the button. I just saw that Bayern... I don't know Arsenal's plan. I don't know. I've never seen a player... There's a little clip now of Oxlade-Chamberlain. Have you seen him getting angry? Just throwing his arms up. Because the players weren't tracking, they weren't. Ertzl just. I just saw players run.
Oh, he's terrible. He's an absolute disgrace for that club, to be honest. I can't believe he plays week in, week out. He had a great 2 months early in the season, and now they're just playing him because he's Mesut Ozil.
He's the first to roll his eyes. Yeah, can't help that. Wow. But, you know, but soon he's one getting really arsy.
Ages to lift his eyes. Well.
You're talking about Berbatov and like Zaha being lazy. What the fuck is that guy on? Is he smoking hash every game before the game? I mean,
he certainly looks like.
No, his
eyes do.
I'm sorry. I think he's been, considering the role in the team, probably the worst player in the league for the past 2 months. Because he's...
outrageous.
His status in that team, and his plays every week, and he's... Expected level compared to what he's doing. Yeah. Because nobody who has expected... who's failing so much under the expected level is playing. Nobody, even Aguero, who's still playing decent... He still wanted Gabriel Jesus, and see the reaction of that. He came on and fucking firing all cylinders. If he bench Ozil 3-4 game, he might fucking reignite. He knows that he can do anything on the pitch, which is usually just shit lately. I can't remember one good thing he's done since that goal. He scored an amazing solo run goal. Since that, he's taking a vacation. The only one fighting that team is Sanchez, and he should leave.
Sanchez should leave quickly.
I mean, he's destroying his career at the moment. He can go to any club in the world at the moment.
And the amount of times he chases, and then he turns around and he's like, you know, giving it, kind of moving up. Did you watch the Arsenal?
I had to go to bed at half time, believe it or not.
Why? You're unemployed?
I'm unemployed, but I'm also ill. I passed out at half time.
Yeah, we knew mentally. We were there thinking like two.
So you got no job to get up in the morning, but you went to bed at half time.
I had to get up for an interview this morning, so... In some ways.
How did that go?
Good.
Your family like saying go to bed now?
Yeah, they're saying go
away.
You
need to get up early and get a job.
No, my son was downstairs watching it and I fell asleep.
You think Rachel might leave you?
Maybe.
Alright.
I wouldn't blame it. Come on. It's been on the cards.
Since what, day one?
Since
you got married.
But what a, you know, they went in at half time at 1-1. Very, very lucky penalty. And especially with the other one, in the next minute, Bellerin, that's a penalty. It's ball on hat and all that rule and all that, but that is a penalty, man. You know? And I don't think Lewandowski's one is a penalty. It's a terrible decision. And then, how the fuck does Sanchez get the ball in?
That was ridiculous.
It was bad defending, but it was actually... The last shot he finally got connected was a great
one. When he missed the second one,
no, the third one, because the first one, penalty was bad. Second one, he misses the ball. Yeah. And you feel, this is over.
Yeah.
Three players. But then, for some fucking reason, he find the only spot. If a defender was standing there, it's not a goal. But that's the only place he can shoot at. So I don't know if he's lucky, but, you know, with him, when he do that shot looked just so, I'm going to put it in that corner.
He looked very determined.
Put it there. So two atrocious shots and then a great finish.
And then Kuchesny goes off and they literally fall apart.
Yeah, but that's what, to be honest, everybody says he's not a good defender. He's a great defender. Koscielny, the team is playing shit. Koscielny is one of the best centre-halves in Premier League, been for years. And the only reason you sometimes see, he makes mistake, he's carrying a fucking defence. With Wenger pushing up every fullback, he's played with a Not a good positional defender for years. He's played with Mertesacker, Gabriel. Mustafi's decent, but
Mustafi's a right back.
Not originally.
I would play him at right back.
No way.
Yeah,
he's a centre half.
No. What I'd play him at right back.
Why would you play Mustafi as right back?
Because I think he does a better job than Bellerin.
I think Bellerin is a really good defender, depending on how tactically you put out the game. The way Wenger puts out the game, I don't think Bellerin is the right. I think Bellerin would be great in the Pochettino side, or even at Chelsea, if he played instead of Moses, I think Bellerin would be
even
amazing.
At Liverpool, how's your team even getting on since we saw you last?
Well, apart from the horrendous January,
last game was good. Yeah,
good against Spurs.
Just 2 points from second and
it was disappointing to go have quite a substantial run without playing very well but you know, against Spurs we looked great again and chased everything. I'm still happy. I mean, you can see what he's trying to do even when it doesn't.
How long do you give him though?
What, give Klopp?
Him. Yeah.
I don't see an end to it. If
you guys are idiots.
No, but
if you don't get top four, he's out.
No,
I think so.
Nah.
No, that would be with other managers, other clubs. It won't be with Klopp. No. They adore him already. He can finish seventh. They will keep him on for 2 years.
Yeah,
I would
replace him with Wenger.
That'll
he
be
knows
fucking
how to get top four.
Imagine how funny that would be. Wenger taking over another club in Premier League, and that, I mean, the only top team he could take over in Premier League, would that be Everton? Liverpool.
Koeman to Barcelona, big rumour, especially after Tuesday's result.
Interesting.
I haven't seen Barcelona this season too often. Apparently they haven't been playing well. I don't think I've seen Messi play so bad, and Barcelona were poor, man.
I think that's the worst game I've seen Barcelona play, because they were for 90 minutes, not like, you know, they had a couple of counter-attack goals and the scoreline didn't reflect what happened. They were thrashed.
Yeah.
They were absolutely thrashed in every department. Horsed. For 90 minutes. 90 minutes, they were horsed. 90 minutes. Same thing there. The only player who I felt looked like he wanted to win was Suarez, which is a similar kind of attitude player as Sanchez, of course.
Exactly.
He was, for them, an upgrade when they sold him a year between and Suarez came. But he looked the same, that he wanted something, but they were poor in every way. There was every second ball they lost. It's a collapse, and I think it's definitely Enrique will go for sure. He's had trouble since day one he came there with the board and everything, but then they made a double. You know, it's hard to sack somebody who wins a double. And then they played so great next season, but they didn't win anything. So this season was pressure huge in the league. Real looks better over the course of 1.5 years. Real has just passed them. Everybody thinks Real is the better team at this season and end of last season. Since Zidane has came
in. The thing was, Real were, the whole time when Barcelona were dominating, it wasn't like Real were nowhere. They had a good team and Ronaldo was flying, so they've just...
Yeah, but you know, but they made the changes. Real Madrid decided that, you know, we're not winning the league, we're not even winning the Champions League every year, so we'll just change until... I mean, Ancelotti won the Champions League and got sacked the next year. I mean... What do we do? So the pressure is enormous at Real Madrid, and of course it's the same in Barcelona. I mean, he will go 2 years now without winning the silver. Last year they won the league, but I think when Zidane took over, there was so much ahead that you know, it's slowly been declining since then. So if you look at that area, I think there's no way he stays on. He'll leave in the summer as well.
Benfica beat Borussia Dortmund. Dortmund will fancy that going back.
Oh, well, Dortmund completely dominated that game, but Benfica was insatiable in defence, and Victor Lindelof had a good game. So I think the rumours of him leaving in summer will just grow. He'll go this summer, for sure. Because he's not Brazilian, you know, he doesn't need a second nationality, he's European already. So I think he'll leave for that reason as well. A lot of big players in Benfica need to stay there a couple of years because usually the South Americans need a work permit.
What about Napoli? Real Madrid beating Napoli 3-1.
Yeah, because I'll say they wasn't thrashed. I saw most of that game afterwards and during. They were thrashed. Real Madrid was great.
Great third goal.
Oh, Casemiro, what a beauty. It's 2 minutes after the 2-1 goal as well.
Yeah.
And 3-1 is, though, not an impossible result for Napoli. But to win 2-0, you know, it's a good team to play.
Do you think the tie... Benfica, Dortmund, maybe, but do you think the ties are done? I think Bayern are through.
Yeah, it was
PSG,
so one-sided.
You never know
result.
With Barcelona.
Never know Barcelona. I remember Milan beating Barcelona. Was it 3-0 or 4-0 maybe? No, 3-0 they won, and then it was lost 5-0 at Camp Nou. But we are talking about that time when Barcelona lost at Milan. They were in good form. It was just a great game for Milan. Everything they were, and then they came back. You haven't seen Barcelona this season. They're thrashing teams for fun. So to them,
yeah, they have.
Not in
but
the same manner.
They're not playing the way.
No, I mean they're gonna play a team or two in La Liga where you know the team collapses after 2-0. Fine, but the past couple of years, it's been like every other week. It's like a hat trick there, 5 goals here, 4 goals there, and they have been stumbling. They are all behind in the league. I mean, with quite a margin to be honest.
Couple
because
of games in hand.
Games in hand for Real Madrid and still above them. So I don't see them changing that. And PSG finally looked like everybody waiting for. I think this was the draw. This was what they've been waiting for because despite them going bad in the league, bad in the league for them is not, they're not winning with 15 points. So they're still looking to win the league. And if they pass this round Barcelona, I think Emery's, you know, vision of the club, he's going to change his image of the club as well, that this might be. And I think they brought him because he's had European success.
I've looked around Södermalm in Stockholm for a tattooist, a tattoo parlor. It's looking good. Huddersfield, this is the first time I feel like, is it going to really happen? We scored in the 93rd minute. I was watching on Periscope. A guy was filming the whole gig on Twitter.
Really? Was that how you were?
Yeah.
Was so, live was delayed or
it was live? Yeah. So he's sitting there in the ground.
Did it look all right?
Yeah. I mean, you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Couldn't see the other end,
yeah.
But you were there.
Yeah.
And then they scored right in front of the town fans.
Did he comment as well?
I turned comments off because people were just...
No, but did he, while he was filming, talking, speaking or filming himself?
No,
he
was just sort of in the
He
crowd.
Was just really trying to...
I like that.
That's highly illegal, right?
Who cares?
No, I'm just wondering.
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so. Because it's not broadcastable quality.
No.
So
it's just on a phone.
Does that depend, the quality of the broadcast?
It probably is illegal. I would think.
It must
probably
be illegal.
Says somewhere in the ticket.
I mean, it's not illegal for you to watch it, though.
No.
But for him to stream it, it has to be legal.
Yeah, I would have thought so. It will say something like, no public broadcast.
Of course you can't
like
go to a game and broadcast. And then you come with like an 80s camera.
But it's like going to a concert now with Facebook Live and people...
You're not supposed to, I think you... Legally, I don't... I think a concert they probably said it's okay.
All right, try.
But if you do the whole concert, then that must be highly illegal.
But we scored. We went into 4 minutes.
So what's the deal? If Huddersfield get promoted, you get a tattoo.
A tattoo, and I shave my hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
You shave.
Where are you getting
full
where are you getting the tattoo?
That's a bit personal, isn't it, mate?
Not really.
Maybe And my wife says...
Oh, you told her?
Yeah, yeah. She says, I can't have it. Like, so it would have to be there, maybe.
Upper arm.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you take the body? Like the chest have or something.
Yeah, but I'm like a ginger guy, so...
At the base of your spine, whatever that's called.
I might just get it on the just above the knee. Something like that.
I think you should decide now, because this is getting bullshit. You might get it with a Huddersfield badge. You might get it like just a dot on the toe.
Yeah, but the problem is, I've got this fear of like, I'm walking one night in Spain on holiday and my shorts just go up and there's like, it says HTFC, we are Hooders, and Leeds fans see me and then I get beaten up.
But surely you'd take that for ridiculous. The team.
That's how paranoid I am, mate. I'll get neck then. Neck.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to do it. Just take it on the body.
So what's it going to... Is it going to say...
Take it on the body. I'm going to have an outer body tattoo experience.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to be on my fucking body. Yeah,
have a tattoo that you carry around with
you. On the chest or something. What, are you going to walk around without a shirt in Spain? Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to... That's never going to happen. You know that, right?
Yeah, but...
Have you ever walked around on the beach without a shirt? Like,
I don't like
20.
It because I burn.
Yeah,
so are you going to let the deal design the tattoo for?
That's what I'm thinking.
If you go for his top,
what's the point in getting a tattoo if you don't show it off?
You're afraid.
No, if there's only three.
I think I walk around like that and fucking think I'm going to meet Arsenal supporters.
Yeah, but that's hidden, mate. That's hidden.
How is that hidden? Half my arm is the Tottenham motto. Half the other arm is the fucking... is the whole bird.
Yeah, but it looks like someone on LSD is...
Anybody who knows football knows that's bird. No. Especially Arsenal's border.
Yeah, but it's quite a design. That's not
it's
the colour.
Like,
it's
pretty
nice though, isn't it?
It should be blue.
Nice.
Shouldn't it be... That is the kind of title you should get. Like, your club, but in a different way than Leeds fan one.
I'm not
either.
Having a fucking little terrier dog on my arm, mate.
Yes, you got a terrier dog. I got a fucking bird.
It's the terrier, little dog. In football. Fuck that.
Dog in football.
That's pretty funny.
Look like I lost the bet that my kid could do a tattoo on me. But yeah, I can't believe what's happening. I was born in 72, right? And I think that was the last time we were in the top division. And I followed them all my life. And we've just had relegation. We've just had shit managers, players who have good and gone on to, you know. And now he's just got this team.
Mm.
It's dreamland.
Yeah. How about this? You get instead of a picture of a tattoo, you can get a text. You know, you can write how this promotion, or you can write like 2017, the geek dog turned into Greek god.
Yep, okay.
Amazing!
James, have you got a tattoo?
No.
Are you ever going to get one?
No.
Why not?
On this body.
That's the thing. That's the most stupid thing. It's the opposite.
I should get tattoos.
I remember me and Ahmed Behra, the comedian, he got tattoos. At,
the comedian.
He's dark skinned, so the tattoos doesn't soon look that, but she has to plan where to get them. And we started discussing tattoos, and honestly, since I got tattoos, literally, I have never heard or think about body need to exercise or train, because if you are naked with a female and you tattooed everywhere, nobody gives a shit about if you're not ripped or not, because they'll look at the tattoo. So basically, tattoos have made I don't have to work out anymore.
That's
so
great.
You should have tattoos.
Okay, I'll get loads.
Because looking like that without tattoos,
arm things. Like,
what's the point of looking like that
full
without
face going into job interviews?
Yeah.
Skinny white guys tattoos fits perfectly because the color looks good.
Have you noticed that there's a lot more neck tattoos now?
Mate, Stockholm is the most tattooed city in the world.
No, it doesn't surprise me.
To start with, most
tattoos. I told you that like 10 times.
Most tattoos.
That's why it didn't surprise me. That was a nice way of saying you've said that before.
He's actually tattooed it on you.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it's. I think they say it's more people have tattoos than non-tattoos in Stockholm.
It's. Oh, wow.
So, 15 games to go in the championship. We're now 4 points, but or 5 points because their goal difference is way ahead. But we've got some really big games. But now we start playing Saturday, Tuesday. So, it's going
to
be intense.
I have to say, I've started having, on live score, you can have updates from... I always put Huddersfield on.
They're
entertaining. The other night, it was amazing.
Oh. and that girl. There we go. Some search history came up on fucking...
You don't want to... Even the search history was bad.
God, I don't know you knew that, lady.
I don't know what those words are.
Yeah. So, let's have a look at the FA Cup this weekend.
X in there.
Who Liverpool got? Oh, no, that's right.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah, so Saturday, Burnley-Lincoln. Lincoln had the great result against Brighton. It's a good... They're not that close... geographically, but it's a good game.
Yeah, it could have been more fun having Lincoln at home to maybe, you know, and
a bigger one.
Yeah, I mean the Arsenal.
I wonder if they get more money going to a bigger ground.
I think so. Yeah,
this is how it works actually. The away team in the Premier League, you don't get any money for away games, of course.
Mm.
But in the Cup, you do. You get like half.
Regardless of where
you kind of split it. So. That's why all the small teams, like the lower leagues, they love go to Old Trafford, you know, Anfield, Emirates, or any of the big stadiums, because that generates so much money for them. And like in Holland, for instance, they have another system that if you get drawn in the cup, first of all, the reserve team of the top teams have their reserve team in the cup as well. Mm. So basically, like,
can they draw each other?
No, they can't draw each other. I think they can't draw each other, and it'll be a pass until they come to the semi final. I think until then, you can't draw, and you pass one team. They can't draw.
That's typical Dutch. You can't pass on the semi.
But and then what were we talking about? What were we saying?
The Dutch
about
the cup.
The Dutch, the way they sort out the cup money.
If you're a lower league team and get a Dutch Premier Division team at home, the Premier Division team can buy the fixture. They can buy, so they switch home and away. So they'll give them money so they get home ground.
Oh, right.
For the lower teams, that's good because maybe they only can take 2,000 at the stadium and then you go to Heddenfen and takes 25. They say, all right, we'll sell it for 100K.
Buy the ref.
Yeah, and then they sell their home and away. I don't know if they do that this year, but they did until next year. Last year they did that, which is quite special. And you remember in England, you could do that before. You remember Arsenal played like Fleetwood or some lower league team, and Wenger said we could play the Emirates, and the money will go to that lower team, which is nice for the lower team because they get a lot of money. But in that sense,
I think Sutton actually turned down going to Arsenal this time.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're playing at home.
I don't think you should be able to do that.
That's on Monday.
Mm. I don't think you should be able to do that. I think that kind of takes away the magic of that FA Cup. That
For me, it's because the home and away draw should be.
There's
safe.
Fuck all magic left in the FA Cup.
Well, I think last round it was two
great
games. You
won't be saying that if you beat City. You'll have a tattoo saying the FA Cup is magic. All the magic.
So I think the day you're watching the games and it happens, it is kind of magic.
Yeah.
I still think it's great.
Yeah.
And for the lower teams, it is. As we said before, I think it's for the top six team the magic has gone, and that's what the media is portraying.
Don't you think the whole Premier League, someone like, say, Leicester, Burnley, are they going to focus? Do they focus, you know, like...
Well, Liverpool didn't. I mean, they got dumped out.
Yeah, but listen, Liverpool didn't because they were expecting to win that game.
Mm.
But let's have a look. Saturday's games.
Burnley-Lincoln. Huddersfield Town, Manchester City would be a great game.
It's a sellout as well.
It's not only a great game because you support them, but Huddersfield's flying in championships, so it might actually be a very,
and,
very...
And Jesus is out.
Jesus
is
out.
What, 2 months, isn't it?
I don't know if it's better than Aguero is playing, but, you know... Middlesbrough.
I can see us losing 3 or 4 nil, but it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No. If you were mid table, you know, you were safe from relegation, not getting promoted, then that game would be, of course, fantastic. But you'll have the eye on the league after what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been some couple of great results for this year against top teams, and that was changed everything. So I really think Middlesbrough Oxford coming up as well. Well. Maybe not the most glorified ties, but Oxford will be great for them. Millwall Leicester, see Leicester plummeting down even more.
Mm.
Ranieri needs to go, according to me, but that's me.
I think he needs to drop some of the players, but he won't do that against Millwall. They'll be in the next week. They play in the
That's a weird situation for him because he said after the loss against Swansea, he said that he needs to change players and maybe he's played them for too long. Maybe start up, but with Millwall, but what difference does it make? I mean, honestly, he's been chopping and changing now and again as well. I just think, go back to basic for crying out loud. Why are you changing formations every other game? It's just, and playing Drinkwater, Vardy, Mahrez on Merritt every game is not clever.
Yeah, but Huth, Morgan, we've gone been through this before. Yeah. They're you know, double the money, big contracts.
Yeah.
Wolves at home to Chelsea. Here's my, I called Wolves to beat Liverpool. I'm going to call Wolves will beat Chelsea.
Okay. All right. That's a good call.
And then another shock. City might beat Huddersfield Town.
Fulham Spurs on Sunday.
Local derby.
Oh, yeah. Like kind of local.
London derby.
That's West London, that's North London. But Fulham is actually closest to Chelsea.
Yeah.
And then Blackburn, Manchester United. That's interesting tie as well, I think. Blackburn United is a good FA Cup tie.
1996 all over. Or whenever it was. 94, was it? 95? When Blackburn won.
This is the FA Cup.
They won the league.
Yeah.
Nothing to
I'm
do
just saying
with
the old, it's got a like 90s.
It's back! The seizure is back!
What I loved about it was like 93, 94, 95, 96.
Yeah, well, well, he said it's 96 it's all over. I was like, wow, he remembers the exact date of the final. I was like, were they in the final 96?
No,
didn't
96
Blackburn
was...
win the league? They didn't
United,
do the double, so...
United beat Liverpool in the final in 96.
Eric Cantona.
Yeah,
that was Arwa.
It was a soft goal.
I was watching it in Manchester, surrounded by Rachel's family. It was great.
Arwa.
And they were saying,
Eric,
when are you going to get a job?
And when Cantona scored, I spilt tea on the carpet. There you go.
Yeah?
Was it hot? Did you go, ooh, ah. I heard a very nice, funny story. Some Liverpool fans, when you played AC Milan the second time around,
yeah,
in Athens,
yeah,
and a lot of fans went from Crete across to Athens on a big massive ferry, 3,000 Liverpool fans, and he said that on the top deck there were people with flares and stuff like that, which is hilarious if the ship goes down, you know. And then they got talking and they talked to this girl and she says, some way we've got Gary Neville's phone number. I know Gary, and they're like, no. So he goes, yeah, you know, try it. So he rings up and he says, as soon as he answers, I know it's Gary Neville. And he goes, is that you, Gary Neville? He goes, who's this? And he says, I just wanted to say, what's it like not winning a title? You know, Liverpool had won the Champions League back then. United had struggled for years in the Champions League, giving him loads of shit. And then he rang back and he said, you know, you owe... He goes, who gave you the number? Where do you get this? And he goes, you called me, mate. You called me. And all the Liverpool fans, giving him absolute shit, went to the game, got hammered in the game,
yeah,
got back to the hotel like 36 hours later, his phone's out of charge, gets there, and then he puts his phone in charge and there's 18 messages.
Oh, wow.
And he answers it and it's... Gary Neville goes, yeah, 1-0, Milan, fuck you, fuck you, on his answer phone. And then at second message, he's like, hoo-ah, caca, hoo-ah, caca, take that, you fucking scow shit.
Why don't we tell this story? It's a
brilliant story, yeah.
So you take 18 messages on the phone.
Just called him, yeah. So I thought it's pretty,
you know... It's a hard pill for him to take that because he's Gary Neville, you know. Yeah. That'll come out, but apparently that's fine.
But it kind of makes you go, he's alright.
Yeah.
Of course you need... I would have done the same thing I was getting. Imagine the amount of stick these players get, you know.
Constantly.
And especially you live in Manchester, Liverpool's close by. You're going to meet them all
over
the
place. It's not like he's ever made... And, you know, hidden his hatred for Liverpool.
No, I think there's a couple of players on both sides that's been
that's
very vocal.
That's why it was interesting that him and Carragher, because Carragher was a similar sort of type. It was interesting that they sort of formed a partnership.
But I think that when you talk about this club hatred, especially amongst the nationality, it doesn't exist in that way. They hate the club for the fans to say that, but... The tight-knit group, they all know each other, a lot of them. Mm. They play in different clubs, change every year. I mean, they have best friends in clubs here and there. I mean, so I think it's really this, that the players hate. I don't think we've seen that for... That's why you loved the Roy Keane and Patrick Vieira, because you knew that was... It was competitive and hated for that. They were hated through that time. And then see the interview with them together as well. It's great to see that as well. So then do... Most players just leave it after, but Roy Keane was special because he never left it, apparently. He was always like, I'm going to fucking kill him.
He said even the other day that he still struggles to not have. He's still got that passion, you know.
Yeah, we can see that.
See, Neville did that thing where he ran up when Rio Ferdinand scored and he celebrated at Old Trafford. It was
at Anfield, wasn't it?
Old Trafford, because I think he ran to the Liverpool fans. Yeah. You know, but Neville was always one of those Marmite, you kind of loved him or hated him.
Yeah, yeah. And I think
with players like that, who, I mean, there's, if like Pogba did that this season, then he'd just be a dick. Because he's playing a part. Whereas, he's been at the club since, of course he's going to do that.
Pogba was there when he was young as well.
You're racist, though. Yeah,
that's true. Bad.
What if he dabbed in front of him or something like that?
Is that thing?
Yeah. But that was a really weird dab.
Brilliant podcast.
Yeah.
Is that? Yeah, that's it, man.
And the thing is, you're supposed to have little straight hands, not supposed to point towards the prostitute in the end of the corner. Like, that one I like.
I've just been wondering what she stood over there for.
But then you get those players who swapped as well. Like Sol Campbell. Remember when Sol Campbell, you know.
Who's that?
No, but it must have been weird.
Oh, you mean Camboy? Yeah.
No, it must have been weird for people to, you know, some of the players, you know, like Gerrard, if you saw Michael Owen, on the pitch, he can't have, like, a laugh with him because the fans...
Yeah, I think with Sol Campbell, I think it was just too much. There's no way a Spurs player can openly... like shake hands and hug him, they'll go ballistic to Spurs because that was the worst ever. And even people say like Figo switched, they got 500 million for Figo, you know.
Yeah.
Sol Campbell went for free after saying that he would never leave for Arsenal ever. Yeah. That's the only club he would never go to,
which is a sort of given. If you sign for Spurs or you sign for Arsenal, you should, you know, that's sort of like, you shouldn't go to the other club.
But I don't think that's a must. I think there have been other players that moved and nobody really cared. Like when William Gallas came to Spurs on a free transfer after he's been at Chelsea. He's been at Arsenal and Chelsea. And Spurs was still like, you know, that's his ex. That's fine. Adebayor when he came as well. I think it's not as infected.
Peter Cech.
But that's Chelsea, Chelsea and Arsenal. I think it's... Tottenham Arsenal is not as infected as Liverpool United because we haven't been playing in the same ground for the past 20 years. It's now we're in the same level. Mm. But before that, I think... And they never went straight from each other. That's a big thing as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Straight... I mean, United, when was the last 60s or whatever? United-Liverpool?
Yeah.
And then Heinze blocked it, Ferguson, of course. When Gabriel Heinze wanted to go to Liverpool, they wanted him, he blocked it.
But so, Ince...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one won in that one, let's be honest.
No. There was Ince and then...
So that must have been the last one.
Yeah.
But he did go straight.
No, he didn't go straight.
He didn't go into Inter Milan first. Yeah. So straight was in the 60s.
And Owen was...
Straight was in the 60s. So I just think that... I don't think that hate is there in the same way. I mean, it's funny to see... The players that switch clubs all the time, right? So... Of course, they're going to be friends with loads of other players. And you see, if you see like Defoe, if he goes to London, I mean, who's he going to chat with? He's going to chat with ex-Spurs players, ex-whoever. If an ex-Portman player lives there. So I think that's... And you see them tweeting, talking to you, the match of the day, whatever. This, I don't think as soon as the final whistle, and especially with the national teammates, there's nothing there. No, I've never heard a fight between two national, except for Wayne Bridge and Terry. Because, you know, he fucked someone.
Opinions of Adil Fakir? Not
well. That was the reason. Well, that was the reason before, right?
No,
he slept with his ex.
His lawnmower.
Well, James is here, so we can just ask him.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you on here, mate.
It's been great.
Like your voice, do you know what I mean? This is like Ed Sheeran releasing a new album. We wait and we wait, and you never disappoint.
No, it's just like...
And then when you listen to it, you realise he was a busker.
Yeah.
And then you
actually,
go...
Actually, I love Ed Sheeran.
And then you go, like, factually, with stats and stuff, like, you gave us 3-4 year option there with Blackburn. You didn't know when it was.
Wide fact.
Yeah.
But alternative fact.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah. Alternative stats.
What goes through... I'm thinking...
What goes through my mind?
When that happens... when that happens, because... When that happens... You must surely know that you don't exactly know what year it was, right?
When did Liverpool last win the Premier
League? 91.
Why do you say it was 92?
It wasn't Premier League.
Yeah.
They've never won it.
So it was a trick question.
No, it wasn't really.
Or did you?
No, you meant top
when
division.
I went Premier, and then I stopped. I was like, okay,
yes. So you made a fool of yourself.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
That was a minute.
It was a trick. It was a trick question.
You know, sometimes have you guys ever seen like on television like a train wreck when it happens? That was when I witnessed there. It was a train wreck.
You haven't watched train wrecks on television.
Why would you watch train wreck on television?
Why wouldn't you?
What a weird program.
No, but the problem is it was actually torture. I sat there and they said, this is the Indian, the builders, and this is all Indian dying. I had to sit and watch it. British agents.
You're from Pakistan.
Yeah, so the only thing that happened, I thought I was Indian. So the only thing that happened, I was laughing.
That, mate, this is a train wreck.
Yeah.
What? No, we're
this
sitting.
This whole ending. We edit this out.
I'm obviously not from Pakistan. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you're not Indian.
Well, I'm Swedish.
Yeah. I'm New Zealander, but I'm from England.
Well, ethnically, I would say I'm Indian.
You were born there.
Yeah.
I was born.
Yeah, but he was born in Sweden.
No, I wasn't. No.
Were you?
Nope.
Oh, all right then. I'll give up. There you go.
Oh, Pakistani embassy.
Yeah, Pakistani embassy.
I got another call the other day. I get these calls. I wonder where they get their information from. And how they know that I can speak Urdu.
They call ring you and speak Urdu.
Oh my god. They call us like hello. It's like, hello, is this Adil Fakir? I was like, yeah.
That's not Urdu.
And we're calling from, you can start, and then sometimes they just switch. And like, blah, 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 in Urdu. Like,
why do you speak Urdu? Why
so what were they trying to say? What were they trying to sell you?
That was Urdu.
Speak Urdu.
Blah, blah.
Aap ek bahut bade haramzade ho. Tu kanjar di aulaad hai.
This is
he's just making
not
it
out.
We can't have
that's
that
racist.
We need
that's
to maybe
racist.
Maybe take that off. But if somebody someone translate that, it was just a lot of insults. not even insults. It was an insult. It was swear. Like
okay,
you are a beep 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 beep.
That's fine.
Is that Urdu again?
Yeah. That's how it sounds. Beep 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 beep.
I love that language.
That's racist.
No,
because you love it because it sounds funny.
No, but you can't follow it. It's brilliant. I love it. It sounds.
You can't follow any language.
Yeah, you can't just follow. It's a physical word.
I'm a master of languages.
Yeah.
I have proven.
You hardly speak English. That's unbelievable.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, James.
Thanks. Yeah, glad I could come.
But, yeah. All the best with. And if you need anybody, like accountant or anything
references
like that.
A lawnmower.
Can you give me a reference?
No, an accountant that kind of helps you. If you want to kind of get rid of some books from 94 to 98, he can forget every year.
What year was that? No,
and also, if you need to go to bed at 9:30 on a Wednesday night,
yeah,
you're the guy to
see. No, I watched. It was 9:35. I watched the highlights of the repeats of the goals, and then went to bed. The two goals.
How is that possible? Game started 9.
No.
See, when you sent me a message.
Yeah, you went to sleep 9:30.
9:35.
So you didn't even see the first half.
Yeah, watched the first half.
How bad are you at telling it? 9:30 is when the match ended. 5 minutes.
But you said
you
watched
9:35.
Yeah, but he went to bed.
Just
but
before
you sent
it all got good.
You sent me a
9:30. The first half finished. If there's not added time,
he said that's not a penalty. Remember?
Yeah.
So he just watched the highlights.
No, I watched the whole match.
You
penalty
didn't
happened in
9:30. How can you watch the whole match if you went to sleep?
The first half. That was when the penalty happened.
So you watched
the
first half, and then you watched the highlights of the first half to remind yourself of what you just saw.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you woke up in the morning and found out what happened.
You know, I was still sort of awake, and my son was watching it.
Mate.
So he was telling me, he's going,
do you
fall asleep
in one bed?
4-1.
Mate, if you ever get interrogated, just kill yourself before, because it's going to be a fucking disaster.
No, they'll kill themselves.
Yeah, they'll be like, have you got anything out? Like, yeah, he's been talking for quite a while. Like, so what did he say? He said, we don't understand anything.
You asked
he's
me,
speaking English,
what
but
goes
we
on
can't
in my
get
mind
it together.
Have you ever seen a kitten with a ball? That sort of, when I'm, my thought process is just sort of like that.
Yeah, I
roughly
think it's watching a kitten with a ball and then like a huge thing drops on them.
Yeah.
A train wreck.
A flying train comes like right on the cat, and like, this is what's going on in your head.
That's fair enough.
Thanks again. We'll be back on Monday. Enjoy the FA Cup, and hopefully Huddersfield and Tottenham are still in it. That's the dream tie we want.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
Maybe we'll get a semi.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.